Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here this week with you again. And if you're listening to us in the future, I'm happy to be with you now. So today you're going to get me. You know, it's been really funny, not funny, but with all this going on with the COVID, with the epidemic, with everything, so much anxiety, I think we're all pivoting in so many different ways. And I've been finding myself pivoting as well with our real estate market and our membership, wanting to redo things differently, reevaluating. And some of these days I feel like I just want to get on and talk about it and for our listeners. And nowadays, when I started the show, oh my gosh, it was January of 2012, and now we have blog posts, podcasts everywhere, all over the place, and it's really I'm just so thrilled with the way that we can communicate. I've been able to do courses and classes and all audio, even though nowadays so many people want video and visual. I'm able to take my own trainings audio while I'm walking, while I'm working out, while I'm, you know, enjoying life, or I'm driving in the car, i.e., I get headsets that are I have headsets for that are they're not noise control headsets, so I can hear everything else going on, because that's not safe if you have the best headsets and you can't hear anything except what you're listening to and can't hear sirens and driving and all that kind of stuff. So I put that out there. But anyhow, today I want to talk about what's going on in the real estate market. And everything's different everywhere. So today I'm just going to keep it on the U.S., basically, because I hear different parts of the world are having different situations happening. The markets have already started changing. In the U.S. right now, we're in May 2021. You normally don't date any of our trainings or shows, et cetera, because when you look at life, isn't it amazing? And now the old-timers that are listening are going to understand this better than the real young people. But everything still doesn't change as much as we think it changes. The basics are still the same. Technology has changed things drastically in the way we deliver our programs, our services, products, the way we shop. Technology has changed all of that, the way we communicate, the social networking. But the basic still stays the same, and that's really, really important. So I'm going to talk more about the U.S. with the housing market. We have been in a seller's market pretty much in all 50 states. A lot of these reasons, the reasons are the lower interest rates, the forbearances on mortgages, also the court forbearances on rentals, which is starting to open up. Some of the forbearances were extended by the federal government. So we have this. There's a lot of different reasons that you're seeing this. It's not a bubble, because some people have likened it to the bubbles that we had, like right before 2006, you know, 2000 to 2006, everything kept going like crazy. Then because of the loan crisis, it popped 2007, early, mid-2008. This is very different. And when you look at everything, and it's hard to study everything, and you look at the stock market and cryptocurrency and the housing market, and everything just seems so surreal. And It is kind of surreal. I think it's there's a lot being orchestrated. I don't like that feeling when you know how like a puppet, there's pull strings, there's different things, those puppets go up and down, you're pulling the strings with the puppets, and you have a show, and that's what, you know, somebody else is pulling the strings. I don't like that feeling that I feel like other strings are being pulled that we have no control over. And I'm hearing from a lot of people I know, too, a lot of people have pulled back. We're fasting from the news media and a lot of media. I know I'm not listening to the news as much as I did my whole life. Since last July 2020, I pulled back on the way that I would listen to the news. And I've heard that consensus with a lot of people. You know, so these what I'm sharing today are my opinions. So I don't have an hourglass. I can't tell the future. But I've been in this industry a long time, and I've seen a lot of things. And when I see a lot of fear, to me, that's when you kind of pull back a little bit. Of course, with COVID, and there's so much anxiety because we don't know what we can. We don't know what's 100%, what we can definitely count on. So we're working with all of what we can work with, right? And everybody has an opinion. But right now, the housing market, if you're a seller and you definitely want to sell, there's times where you know you're going to be, and we're talking mainly today about residential real estate, not the commercial side. There's times when you know you want to stay in your home and you have no desire to sell, and don't sell. You know, you wouldn't sell just because it's a seller's market and you can pull a bunch of money out of it because you want to see what are you going to do with that money, you know. But if you know you want to sell and you know you want to move, say, out of the area, or you're going to move into something else later, you're scaling down, all the kids have left, or you're having babies and you want to scale up, need something larger, maybe you want to move to the country, maybe you want to move to the city, because now with the COVID that's happened, I've been able to work virtually for over 20 years. In real estate, we always were able to do some virtual, some physical, but I've been able to, the way that I've set things up, and we teach it in our membership, is how to be able to work virtual and still live a life you love but still handle everything well too. So there's usually a mix of it. But nationwide and worldwide, because of the COVID lockdowns before, which luckily many are opening up, many, many employers allowed people to work from home because there wasn't any choice. Even the federal government, even different organizations that would never have let people work from home before didn't have any choice, right, because they needed to do this. So I think what the beautiful part that's come out of all this is I think people are seeing that the companies are seeing that, hey, our employees can work from home. Now, we've allowed people to work from home for years. So when this all happened, it was easier for us to pivot and shift because we already have systems in place that warrant working virtually. The tough part, though, was, you know, you have different things with funding and overhead and different logistics and monies that weren't the same. A lot of small businesses are gone, which is so sad, which to me is just, it's horrible. So if you're a seller and you are in this position of being able to work virtually, we've seen a lot, and buyers, seen a lot of people that, you know, now can live anywhere they want to live, and they're reevaluating, where do I want to live, how do I want to live, what do I want to do? So that makes a huge difference. And if you're able to do that, then many people are looking at where do they want to live, and they're thinking about selling and moving to a completely different area. So I just want to say, don't worry about keeping up with the Joneses. You know, sometimes, And I'm dating myself because that's an old saying that means, you know, you're trying to keep up and have as large of a house as this other person has, or make sure your car looks like this other person's, keeping up. And what many people have done over the years to try to keep that impression and good impression is they overextend the debt. They overspend, and that's something you don't want to have to do. Now, it's different between, you know, keeping up on the maintenance of your house, keeping up the maintenance on your car, you know, wearing, you know, you don't want to walk out with clothes that are all torn up, except I see a lot of it. I've seen, I guess it's in style now, these jeans that have holes all in them. And I'm like, I wouldn't pay to buy that with all these holes in it, but people do. So it's whatever floats your boat, you know. But if you know that right now you want to sell. It's a great time to sell as far as the equity goes in the United States. And if you want to buy, one of the couple things that are happening is you're still ending up, many people are paying more than they should for the homes. Now, if this is what you know, the rates are low, so a lot of people are looking at their monthly figure instead of just what they're going to owe. You know, you want to really weigh all this out and see how much extra you're going to be paying for a property that could go down next year or the year after. But, again, there's if you're a first-time home buyer, there are so many programs in your local jurisdictions. There's state programs, federal programs, city programs, county programs for first-time home buyers. So it's really important. Now, it doesn't matter where you are. You can always go to realtyuniversal.com, fill out a contact us form, and we can put you in touch with somebody that can get your answers answered. But if you're a first-time home buyer and you want to buy now and you're like, the price might be high, depending on what you may say, I don't have enough cash, I don't have enough money down, don't assume anything without talking to a loan officer, without talking to several lenders, several banks, several mortgage companies, because there's a lot of these community loans. Ask if there's any, what community loans are available in your area. Many times they have loans for police officers, nurses, doctors, people to go into a city. But it's not just citywide or countywide anymore. It's all over. If you're a first-time home buyer, you can get into many programs. There's USDA, but it's a type of CDA. It's like 100% financing. There's many loans available, so I don't want you just to assume, because right now you can still get into some houses that are cheaper than what you're paying for rent. So you want to weigh everything out, and really important to do this for you, not keeping up with the Joneses, not to make somebody else happy, to see what you want to do and what your desires are. And so in answer to my question, right now, if it's also a good time to sell, and it's not a bad time to sell and reap that equity and then wait to buy and go ahead and rent. Rent 6 months, rent a year, see if you can do a short-term lease. You have to be careful of the short-term, you know, not too short if it could be a situation where that particular landlord and owner is going to decide to sell. So you don't want to move into something where you could have to move within a couple months. But that's another option, is to think about sell now, pocket the equity, and hold off and buy when the prices come down. Now, we don't know when they're going to come down. We don't know if they're going to come down. It certainly looks like things will have to level off at some point. Right now, we have a shortage of homes, and when you have a shortage of homes, the prices go up. When all of a sudden the forbearances open up and the rental courts open up, and many more people are trying to sell, you're not going to have so much of a shortage, and I think the prices could go down. If the interest rates stay where they are, that's going to help. So see, it's like, it's still a good time, because these rates are not at like 10%. In the 90s, they were always at 9.5%. In the before 84, they went up as high as 17%. So we've been really spoiled with rates below 6% since like 2000. We really, really. So the moral of this, what I'm saying is, it's still good to own a home. It's still good to be, because when you own your own home, you can knock down walls, you can paint, you can decorate, you can, it's yours, you can do what you want, and it's still going to be an asset. Even if it goes up and it goes down, eventually it's still going to be an asset. So you want to weigh everything out. Don't let fear get in your way, and please don't try to keep up with the Joneses or just do it to make somebody else happy. So if you are a seller, there's so many ways. Of course, you can hire a real estate agent and do full service. Real estate agents and brokers are worth their weight in gold. Absolutely. But I also believe that buyers and sellers should have choices, and you have the right to choose what you want to do. So there's so many programs out there where you can sell your home yourself. You can put your home just in the MLS, offer a fee to selling brokers, and then get it out to many, many people, but it's a lot of work. You have to, you know, handle the showings and the feedback and handle the contracts and handle all these other things. There are also programs which Realty Universal offers through our affiliates and members where you can do the for sale by owner programs, and then agents or brokers are available to prepare a contract for you for a fee, do consulting for a fee, review offers for a fee. So there's different ways that you can utilize services, all depending on what you want to do. And then there's other programs, too, where you can go in between and get full representation. Virtual full representation save a lot of money. If you want to do the traditional full service, then that's another fee. But I just want you to know that you have choices and have options, and don't let fear get in the way of you living your life. Where do you want to live? What do you all want to do? What's important to you? It's very possible to create and work this out the way that you want it, and that's where, what's really important. And that's why I say don't keep up with the Joneses, because the Joneses aren't you. That's not not helping you at all in living your life and living your goals. So when you want to sell your house, you, of course, want to find out how much it's worth. And agents and brokers can help you with that, too. You can also look online. There's many different tools, but you really want to make sure you're getting a correct number. So that means you want to find out what other homes have sold for on your street, in your neighborhood. There's certain ways to do a complete market analysis. You can also pay an appraiser, which is going to cost approximately $400 to $600. It can be more depending on where your house is, to get an actual appraisal. That appraisal will not be able to be used more 9 times out of 10. I don't want to say anything is never, because there's so many different scenarios. Won't be able to be used by the buyer because they will have to pay for their own appraisal. But it's really important to know. Now, do you have enough equity in your home to sell your house? So that's, you want to be able to pay off your mortgage and the cost of selling and the cost of moving. So if you're going to sell your home and use an agent, you have to figure the count the commissions in. If you're not going to use an agent or broker, you're still going to have the cost of splitting the state and transfer tax, docs, stamps, title work, escrow work, things like that. There's certain, the states, I'm talking strictly about the United States today, the states in the U.S., they have their taxes and they, you know, get their monies too. So it's not where you completely sell and you don't have any fees whatsoever, even if you do it yourself. There are such things as called quit claim deeds. You can transfer a property to your relative, immediate family. These items, you want to talk to an attorney or an accountant to see what can be done and what cannot be done. But I wouldn't suggest to do that with strangers, et cetera. I also, if you're buying, I wouldn't suggest to give a seller deposit money. I would make sure that that goes into a bona fide escrow account, title company, escrow company. So you want to make sure you have enough equity to sell your home to cover the cost that's going to be there, and also to make sure that you have the money to put towards a down payment. And so this is why you want to talk to an agent, broker. You can put up us or talk to people you know, and also loan officers, so you have a plan and figure out what you're doing. A lot of people's equity went way up, and many people are just taking it out. If you've lived in your home and it's your principal residence for the last 2 of 5 years, and you didn't purchase it from an investment, it was a definite, this is, again, I'm putting these out here, but you want to talk to your accountant, then you wouldn't owe any taxes. If you're married, up to $500,000 on the profit. If you're single, up to $250,000 on the profit. Again, your accountant can figure out your cost basis and where you stand. So it's very, very good. Now, if you're, if there's a lot of repair work needed to your house before you can sell it, you're going to want to add that in. But you don't have, but you can sell it the way it is. But then somebody's usually going to want to take some of that off the price. So it's just interesting to look at everything and make the decisions. I think no matter what's going on, you shouldn't. If you really don't need to sell, then you just wait. If you really, really want to sell, I consider selling and renting. So we will, nobody has the writings on the wall, but I do believe that different things are going to happen. I'm going to quote a couple agents, brokers. You're hearing me, who's been a broker for many, many moons, been in the industry since 85, and you've heard my quotes. But it's everything, there's not, what do you say? Things are so different. People are buying homes with looking at FaceTime and Zoom and virtually and not even going into the homes. But there's a whole lot going on right now. I still think it's better to get in the game instead of out of the game. But get in the game with knowledge. Don't just go out there and do it without knowing what you're going to be doing. We have buyers paying over the price, sellers asking them, you know, waiving the appraisals. I mean, there's just so much going on right now that's really a lot. So let me look at Forbes.com. George Case is a real estate agent at Warburg Realty in New York, quoted, "We're seeing our well-priced units get a lot of foot traffic and multiple offers. Buyers have had time to prepare their finances and educate themselves online during the pause." So they have a lot of ready buyers who are liquid and have monies, and they're ready to buy. Here's Robbie Bro from Robbie Bro and Team in Lafayette, Louisiana, again from Forbes.com. "The market has been absolutely crazy for the last year. This market is not COVID-driven. The drivers are the low interest rates and lack of supply. As long as interest rates stay where they are, buying activity will continue to be strong. Lafayette Parish is down 47% inventory from this time last year, and that's driving up competition in housing." It's been amazing. So this is Paul Ekstrom, broker owner of Realty One Group in Andover, Minnesota. He says, "We are training the agents on meeting clients ahead of first showings to go over expectations. The typical homes are seeing 75 to 125 showings and receiving 3-plus offers, so most buyers are left homeless after a listing sells. But it doesn't hurt to rent, and that's another thing to check out if how the rentals are." Now, he's saying 75 to 125 showings. I've been seeing between Hawaii and Maryland, after 5, 10, 20 showings within a few days, you should have an offer, and then it's multiple offers, usually 3 to 5-plus offers. Let's see. Chris Delamotte of Digital Mortgage Marketplace called Simplist, and this is again from Forbes.com, quotes, "We are hearing many of our clients tell us that they are losing out on the home of their dreams due to competing bids on the same property. We're hearing many anecdotal examples of 10 bidders on the same home, and of course that means that 9 home buyers are left empty-handed. There's a strong supply and demand imbalance, and this is definitely a seller's market in most areas." Now, a lot of people are using what they call escalation clauses, where you can actually say, okay, I'm offering you, say I'm offering you $400,000, say the list price is $375,000. I'm offering you $400,000, but I'll go up to $425,000. I'll go up to, you know, up to $5,000 higher than the best offer that you have, but no higher than $425,000. So there's just all these different ways people are doing things. But it does get to a point you have to look and see what makes sense. And is this going to be worth it next year? Are we going to go back to normal? I definitely do not see how the prices can continue to inflate through the roof without them having to restrict some. So if you're a seller and you really do know you want to sell in the next year or two, I would sell right away. As far as a buyer, you've got to weigh everything out. Again, if depending on the monies you have, the credit percentages, it's still a good time to buy. But I did a show a couple weeks ago when I was talking about people are having a hard time, and one of the ways to work around this frenzy is to try to find a home that's not on the market. You know, talk to friends, talk to relatives, talk to coworkers, run ads, go on Facebook Marketplace, run your ads too. I'm looking for a home up to such and such. And then you're going to be in more of a driver's seat. But it's definitely not a time to just not do anything. But so that's what I wanted to mention today. This is really about you, your family, your personal things. Don't, you know, as far as I think now more than ever, especially with, you know, some people that one of the brokers said that this is not COVID-related. It is COVID-related. This frenzy is COVID-related in the sense that COVID shocked everybody to no end. COVID took us to a dead stop. COVID forced everybody to pivot. COVID forced everybody to reevaluate their lives. A lot of people are saying, hey, I'm not trading my life for this anymore. I want to go do this. I want to do this. COVID has a huge impact on what's going on because the government has had to stimulate the markets, put out a lot of money, a lot of stimulus money to do this, and that's also helped. The stock market, same thing. So COVID has definitely had an effect on this, and I beg to differ with when they say they don't. I'm not going to argue about it, and I'm not saying I have all the answers, but COVID has definitely pushed this. But the good thing, and it's COVID's so weird, and I pray and I have so much sympathy for anyone who's lost loved ones. My mother got COVID. She has Alzheimer's dementia. She was fine with it. I know other people have died. It's such a weird – it's so weird because many people get it and they're fine. Somebody else could be totally fine and just die. It is just so, it's really sad. And but it has had a major effect on everybody getting out there. So when I say we're just about getting ready to get off of this show today, jump off the show, I should say. I don't want to say get off. And as you can tell, I didn't put any commercials in because I wanted to just go through this. If you're a buyer and you're doing a virtual home tour, I would really, really, really recommend, you know, having an agent or broker. If you don't have an agent or broker, a friend, somebody you know that you can trust to definitely still check out the house or try to do it, put it under contract contingent on the inspection, so, and really, really do your homework in that inspection period because things can be hidden. You just don't want to take the chance. You want to have an escape clause if you get there and something's not right. But I would definitely still move forward with it. And so when I start off with saying don't try to be the Joneses. Don't worry about keeping up with the Joneses, thinking of selling or buying. Always get in the game and live your life for you. And I think that's another huge thing we've realized with COVID. There people are saying this is, this isn't a dress rehearsal. This is your life. And you can live your life on your terms. You're not stuck in the situation if you really start working on it. And that's one of the things I love to do with our membership and what we do with Realty Universal Training is for real estate menu systems is teach agents and brokers and show you how you can live on your terms, still serve your clients and serve your people and take care of everybody else, but still be you and still live it the way you want to live it. This is not a cookie-cutter world. I do believe totally in values, and I'm Christian, and I'm proud to say that I was raised Catholic, and Catholics are Christians too, but I'm not saying if you're not Christian or you don't believe, everybody has their right to do what they want to be doing and everything. But I do believe we should have values. I do believe in integrity. I do believe that we don't want to be out there hurting people and things and any of that. But there is a way to structure your life, whether it's buying or selling, and make it all work for everybody. You can definitely have a win-win situation. So when somebody goes and they're trying to keep up with the Joneses and then they lose everything because they can't afford to keep up with the Joneses and the Joneses really could care less anyhow, they're worried about their lives, it just makes for an unhappy place to be. So just wanted to say that, and my last recap is if you really know you want to sell, I would definitely sell now. I would consider renting. Renting's not the worst thing in the world to do until you buy again. Some people that have owned for years don't want to rent, and rent can be fine, and rent can be wonderful. So with everything and that said, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, rest of your month, rest of the year. And I wish you peace.